Well, this is like the moment that had to happen one way or another from the beginning. So one can only say that, yes, it was maybe fast-forwarded by the facilitator, Mr. Ramaphosa, South African Deputy President, in his facilitation process or the work that he's done among our political scenario in Lesotho. So this is what we can call maybe the beginning of the process that took us to the elections, because we're going to have a budget and strictly deal with the budget and then maybe deliberate other laws that will enable the going ahead of our elections from here on.
Some people are saying the opening of Parliament Friday signifies a return to Lesotho's democratic tenets. Do you subscribe to that assertion?
Well, I would say that according to the Maseru Declaration accord that they made recently, that is, all political parties took upon themselves that they are going to obey or agree to this agreement and deal with the budget so that there can be an enablement of making elections easy in February.
The issue of security has been a challenge. The former army chief is refusing to step down. So therefore, you almost certainly have two army heads in the country at the moment. How are you dealing with this?
At the moment. Well, that's a very precarious situation that we are in right now. Because, Tamudi, this chief security guy, is being supported by other people in the opposition and another faction that is in government, that they see him as they are maybe a political wagon that can take them front, because they think that maybe if he goes, they are about maybe to be vulnerable against the incumbent prime minister. We don't know why, because he hasn't got an army on his side at all. But this is the position we are having. In our discussion with the facilitators, as traditional leaders or chiefs in Lesotho, we try to express and impress on the Deputy President of South Africa, Mr. Ramaphosa, that he cannot leave the negotiation towards the leaving of this army guy without resolving it, because it's a very, very important aspect of how we are going into election. So this is a very precarious and very a serious problem that we are incurring right now as I speak to you.
Now, how are the people, citizens of Lesotho, Basotho as they are called, how are they reacting to all the situation, especially when Parliament opens Friday?
Well, it's a mixture of attitudes of people who are saying maybe there's going to be a sort of a fracas during the opening. Others are very optimistic. Nothing will be happening just because they have seen the contents of the agreement of all political parties who have undertaken to deal only with the making of the laws that will enable the smooth electioneering and, of course, for the peaceful transition come post-election.